You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and we are in the studio with Kelly Kay, naturopath for Wellness Wednesdays. Kelly, thank you so much for sticking around a little bit longer, because I've got a few questions for you, and one of them has just come through on 0413 90 1079, asking, what is it about the blue light filter in a blue light glasses or whatever it is? What is it that actually gets rid of the blue light? How does that work?
Okay, well, the exact technology I won't be able to explain to you.
Yeah.
but they put a filter on to help change some of that light, or to change the way that your eye or your brain perceives it. So
right.
It's a different type of light, or
okay.
It you know, blocks out that particular type of light.
Yep.
Because that light kind of sends a signal to your brain that it's sort of more like daylight, more like that. Yeah.
So it's waking you up, essentially, or it's keeping you awake, stimulating.
Well, it's more that instead of those natural messages to the brain that it's getting dark now, and you know that we're moving towards that sleep stage.
Yep.
It's
interfering.
Stopping. Yeah, it's interfering with that, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So when you use a blue light pair of glasses or your blue light filter, that's what is being stopped, I guess.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
It's just removing one possible variable that might interfere with that melatonin production and that regulation of your circadian rhythm.
And you were saying that melatonin is something that we get from natural light. Is that where it comes from?
Yeah. Well, that's what stimulates the brain to sort of the natural light stimulates your brain to know that it's daytime. Mm-hmm. So your melatonin levels will be lower during the day, and they will slowly start to increase in the evening
and get
higher as you go to sleep and throughout the night, and then they will drop again in the morning.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yep. All right. My next question is, for those who can get to sleep, because we're talking about different ways to, you know, get to sleep more easily. Mm. What about those who struggle to stay asleep? What would your advice be for them if they're waking up at least once, maybe multiple times throughout the night?
Yep. So some practical advice that you can do straight away is try and find something that you find relaxing. So perhaps it might be deep breathing exercise. Perhaps it might be listening to some very relaxing, calming music. Something that will help sort of take, you know, wind down your mind. And
before bed, yep.
Yeah, so you can do this before bed, but you can also do it if you wake up in the night and can't get back to sleep.
Oh.
So I'd get up, I'd go to the toilet or do whatever, and then do some of those deep breathing exercises, some stretching, or listen to some quiet music. You can even do this sort of just sitting up in the dark in the lounge room.
Yep.
Just for 20 minutes or so, and then go back to bed rather than just laying in bed that whole time. But probably to go more in depth is you really have to understand what's causing that. So
right.
This is where getting an assessment would really come in handy, because there's a lot of different reasons why someone might wake up and not be able to fall back to sleep.
Yeah.
So it could be an issue with like blood sugar regulation, and they might be having like a sugar dip and then, you know, waking up and then not being able to get back to sleep. Or it could be anxiety or like an overactive mind where they're always in that constant stress response. Or it could be to do with, you know, vitamin D deficiencies or magnesium deficiencies, those types of things.
Okay.
So understanding a little bit more about what might be causing that can help determine what sort of things would help that person.
Wow. So doing some of that background work with either a naturopath or a GP or someone who can assist in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some other things that you can do. So there's some really lovely herbs, things like passion flower, lemon balm, sisyphus. They're probably some of my favourite sleep herbs. And, you know, things like magnesium and glycine can be really useful as well, just to help improve that quality of sleep.
Yep.
And making sure also that you're getting enough protein throughout the day.
Okay.
And having some protein in the evening as well, because that forms the building blocks of some of those chemicals. Things like melatonin and other neurotransmitters that help with that sleep quality.
I've never heard
and
that
relaxation.
Before.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. So you got to remember that every tissue, every cell, every hormone, every chemical in our body is made from the molecules that come from the food that we eat. So that is information to our body. So if we don't give it what it needs, then it won't have what it needs.
The information.
Yeah, it won't have the information to do what it needs to do and what it's designed to do.
Isn't that incredible? And I've never heard of it like that, that, you know, we are feeding our body what it needs
information.
To be able to function. And it's so simple, but I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you don't have those building blocks, then you know, you're not going to get very far. So, I think those are my tips.
Yeah, fantastic. So many great tips and some questions coming through. Thank you guys so much. Also, if you've got a question for Kelly, don't be afraid to send through a text on 0413 901079. We would love to hear from you. That is all we've got time for tonight for Wellness Wednesdays. But Kelly Kay from Kelly Kay Naturopath, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.